We always fix something in our mind. From first day we will start something. We'll have something to do. Let us take a recap of my life. Take a recap of my previous years, this last year. How I went through this entire time span. How can I improve? And how I can progress further? And how I can become more perfect? It's okay with everybody, this subject? So with all permission from all, we'll discuss something. So we'll just have a small kirtan of Jiva Jago. Jiva Jago. Gaura Chandra Bole. Thakur Bhakti Vinod, in this bhajan, tries to wake all of us from the state of nidra, of maya, the state of Krishna consciousness. So, if you have with you on the mobile, you can just open that. If not, there are 1-2 song books where we have some song books. Our Prabhuji will distribute. Now, only this is for you, this thing. Just sing. So that mood of Thakur Bhakti Vinod can be cultivated in your mind. So you can follow with me and then we'll have some translation. Jiva Jago, Jiva Jago, Gaura Chandra Bole, Jiva, Jiva Jago, Gaura Chandra Bole, Kota Nidra, Yao Maya, Pisha Chira Kole, Bisha era kore, majibo bolia se, samsara bhitore, bolia se, samsara bhitore. Bhuliya tomarami avidyar bhore rohilo tumi avidyar tomaro loite ami Hoinu avtara to nohi doi ami Hoinu avtara ami vina bandhu ara ke ache tomara Ena bandhu ara e ache tomara enichi aushadhi maya nashibaro lagi nane maya Hari Nama Maha Mantra La Thou to me my mantra. Thou to me bhakti vinod prabhu sharane charane poriya bhakti vinod prabhu charane poriya hari hari nama mantra loi lo majiya jiva jago jiva jago gaura chandra bole jiva jago gaura jai. So technically you will see the translation. What this Thakur Bhaktivinod wants to tell us. He says, Lord Gaurang is calling. What? Lord Gaurang is calling? Gaurachandra? Wake up, sleeping souls. Wake up, sleeping souls. How long will you sleep? In the lab which is called Maya. Maya Pishachere Kole. You have forgotten. You have forgotten that we have devotional service. You have forgotten. That's why we have come here in this material world. And are lost in the world of birth and death. Punarapi jananam, punarapi marana. I have descended just to save you. Thakur Bhaktivinoda, you can see the parampara. He says, I have descended just to save you. He has come, Thakur Bhaktivinoda, to save us. There is no friend other than me, he's telling. He's a friend. He's an ever well-wisher for us. I have brought the medicine. He, Aushadhi, Laya. I brought the medicine that will wipe out the disease of illusion from which you are suffering. Jalma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadhi. Take this Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura says, I fall at the Lord's lotus feet, taking this Maha Mantra. So this message of Thakur Bhaktivinoda, we'll try just to meditate. How to come the state of illusory mind of our last life to a wonderful, divya, wonderful life, Krishna conscious life. So for this resolution or some kind of sankalpa to become very strong, Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita, one verse in second chapter, it says, contents of Gita summarize. In this shloka of second chapter, 41 verse, Krishna says, if you want, you can repeat after me. Vyavasayatmika buddhi ekeha kurunandana bahushakha anantasya buddhayo vyavasayina. The meaning of this verse, it says, those who are on this path are resolute in purpose. He says, Ekeh Kurunandana, Vyavasaya Itma, Tika Buddhi, Ekeh Kuru. Yes, we should have concentration. We should have resolute on purpose. And their aim is one. Can we keep our one leg on two stones? No. We have to have proper standing. He says, those who are in this path of resolute purpose, the aim is one. O Arjuna, the intelligence of those who are irresolute is many branches, not possible. If you try to keep your hands on many branches, nothing will be possible. You have to have one concentration. And if you have resolute purpose, then really you will succeed. Vyavasaya Atma Buddhi Ekeh Kurunandana. So it says Chaitanya Chaitramrita, it says Baddha Leela, Shraddha Shabde Vishwasa Kahe Shuddha Nishaya Krishna Bhakti Kaile Sarva Karma Krita Haya. It says, the faith means unflinching trust in sublime. So we'll discuss today how we can have this unflinching faith, how we can have the resultant purpose for going further in the new year of 2018 and onwards. So taking blessing from on. Om Agyanti Mrandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Urmilitam Yena Asmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Kapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadapi Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru, Shri Yuta Padakamanam, Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha, Shri Rupam Yatam, Sahagana Raghunathanvitam, Damsa Jivam, Sadvaitam, Savadhutam, Parijana Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamsha Amam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prushtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrunda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Na Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. For sitting here, I don't have any qualifications with the service. I try to want to serve you. This is the first time I'm sitting here. Sorry, speaking here in the Sunday feast. But I'll try. So speaking on this subject of New Year's resolution, let us try to understand how we have grateful to the Lord. When we have everything with us, we don't value what we have. I'll just cite one example, share with you. When preaching comes and we need to go to different centers, I came across with one personality, one lady, and she was explaining. She was in service. And she was in service 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 4 year. Her head started paining heavily. Heavily means if you take big hammer, like you see here on the roads, one person is gun. We can say gun. That the gun is used, or the big hammer is used to break the stones. So that lady was explaining, she was having a deep pain, strong pain. Such a pain that somebody is heading, or somebody is beating her head in the palm of very hammer, big hammer. She was suffering from brain cancer. After it went on very, very serious stage, she went for surgery. And you know the brain surgery is very, very tedious, complicated. Neurology, department of neurology. More than 6 to 7 hours, the operation was going on. And after that, she came to the normal stage after such a big trauma in her life. After 2-3 years, again the same pain started. And as per the science of neurology, department of the medical science, if you break the skull for one time, you cannot break the skull for again the second time. So for this surgery, this entire mouth required to be curtailed. This tongue was curtailed and this nose was curtailed. This skull was curtailed, punching this thing. And more than 9 to 10 hour surgery was going on for this brain surgery. And that lady was crying and telling how much trauma she went through. So today, we should be grateful to the Lord. 4 things are beyond our control. Birth. Can anyone say, I can control my birth? In my next life, I will be in Bombay? Nobody. Can anybody tell us that I can control my life? I will not be diseased for next 80 years or 100 years? Nobody. Can anybody tell us that old age will not apply to me? I will not become old? Not possible. So that we need to think seriously. One day we are coming closer to our death. 1 year we are coming closer to our death. So we need to overcome the cycle of birth and death. Krishna says, Mamayamsha jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. Krishna says, these are jivas, my amsha. Jiva bhuta sanatana. This soul for welfare, that is your welfare. If your life is perfect, then your life, not body's life. So let us try to understand what we have. If we have with us, then we don't realize the value of that. We have given wonderful body by the Lord, wonderful eyes by the Lord, wonderful digestive system of the Lord. I will tell you. I made across with one person whose digestive system was completely collapsed. He needs to go toilet for more than 30 times in a day. Can you understand? 30 times in a day he needs to go for motion. So the moment the digestion system capacity gets removed by the Lord, we are no more, we don't have any energy. So every moment, every second, every day, that's why Lord says, Satatam kirtayanto mam yatantrasya drudavrata. So this time domain is in the material world. Isn't it? The 31st is ending and from tomorrow 1st January starts. But this is time domain only in this material world. If you achieve the real divine Swarupa, Divya Swarupa, the divine platform, the Golok Vrindavan, then there will not be time. There will not be time. I'll give the example of cat, kitten, and the mouse. When the cat comes, if you see, in the gullies, if you go to Sea Watch, Chandanwadi goes, or if he, anywhere, you will see the cats outside. And BMC removes all this, you can say, debris and some kachra from this thing. I will see the cats. The moment the mouse sees the cat, it runs away. The mouse runs away, it runs away. But when the small kitten comes in front of the cat, will it run away? No. When the cat sees the kitten, it's like child to the cat. But when the mouse sees the cat, It sees the death and it runs away. Similarly, when we are associated in Sangha, Satsanga, when you are associated with devotees, when you are associated with chanting holy name, when you are associated with chanting holy name, then Paramatma. This Paramatma is with us for so many different spaces of life. We have got human life. Before getting this human life, we are wandering in 84 lakhs of spaces. We have got human life. We should be grateful to the Lord. Lord has given us human life. And after getting this human life, if you really not hear the divine message of Paramatma to the soul, then we are wasting our human form of life. So here, when your devotee is completing this year, entering a new year, when time domain is there, but when we achieve the Atma Sakshatkar, when we achieve the real Swarupa, then there is no birth, old age, disease and death. And this happens with the devotees. For non-devotees, or not, today people must be enjoying in Gateway of India, Chowpatty, different Juhubis, somewhere different hotels. But our Kaal. You must have seen this Mahabharata serial. May Kaal hu, may Samay hu. This is Kaal is coming with this Yama fast. So today we'll learn from our back life what we did in our last life. Have we really thought about our spiritual progress? Years after years we went ahead, but have we come elevated from the step of bhakti, the devotional step of bhakti, from standard 1 to standard 2? Let us introspect. Let us introspect in our mind. Let us try to get rid of all anarthas within. Let us try to get rid of different evil propensities, like fault finding propensity. Let us get rid of becoming angry immediately and going away from each other. You saw the wonderful drama. You saw the wonderful dance here. When I went to this slum, one small hut, that hut was having dimension of only 6 feet to 8 feet, that's all. That is. And that hut was at first floor, not at ground floor. Ground floor was made of tin sheets, patra, and first floor of this 6 feet by 8 feet. And the staircase was like this, if you see the overhead water and how the ladder is like, ladder. Angles and this small this thing, like this angle. I have to climb like this. When after climbing for this maybe 7 to 8 feet, there was a door. And door was not, if you see this door is vertical. It opens like this. It opens like this. But for that particular hut, the door was like horizontal door. And I need to open like this. I need to just pull myself above and then went in the 6 feet by 8 feet hut at first floor level. When I went above, there were tin sheets from three sides, and there was one tin sheet and having one window, small window, having dimension maybe 2 feet into 1.5 feet. And what is the height of that first floor? The height of a first floor must be 4.5 feet, that's all. Even though person of my 5 feet height, I need to bend and go. And when went there, more than 35 devotees were sitting in such a crowded place, 6 feet by 8 feet. Can you imagine how the light, how the ventilation? No AC. In the slums, no AC. One fan was there, but I need to bend down and go. Because if I just stand erect, then the blades of fan will hurt my neck. But with the mercy of Lord Gauranga, wonderful satsang is going on every Sunday evening. And I asked devotees, do you really get some benefits from this satsanga? I asked, what kind of benefit? What is the purpose of satsang? Don't conduct satsang. If you're not getting, then. But devotees were telling me, no, we are getting benefited. Then I asked, what benefit you are getting? Mataji replied, Hamara ghar ka jhagda bhi kam ho raha hai. हमारे घर में पहला झगड़ा होता था, अभी झगड़ा कम हो रहा है, लेकिन कम हो रहा है. दिस इज गुड, आई सेड इट्स वेरी गुड. इफ यू आर रियली टॉलरेटिंग अदर्स, इफ यू आर रियली नॉट गिविंग बिकमिंग मेजर इश्यूज फॉर स्मॉल इश्यूज, इफ यू आर टेकिंग केयर ऑफ ईच अदर, इफ यू आर टेकिंग केयर ऑफ योर चिल्ड्रन, इफ यू आर टेकिंग केयर ऑफ योर हस्बैंड और वाइफ और वाइस वर्सा, कीपिंग Krishna in the center. Keeping Krishna in the center, then life will be of sublime. Life will be of happy life. Life will be waiting for each other. Prabhuji, hum pehle saath mein khana nahi khate the. Not taking dinner together. So this is a wonderful effect of this satsanga. It elevates the person. It elevates the person from material consciousness to the Krishna consciousness. So in the coming new year, our every moment, every decision, we should think of how. We should think of how I can become Krishna conscious person, and from my side, how my family can become Krishna conscious, how my relative can become Krishna conscious, how my friends can become Krishna conscious. If you really follow Krishna consciousness seriously, then other person will get inspired. So here, we will try to overcome. We will try to overcome our bad habits, which by virtue we did something in our last life, last year. Let us try to overcome. For guidance, we have Vaishnavas. We have Guru, Sadhu, Shastra. We have wonderful ISKCON Desire Tree, where you get number of wonderful lectures. And then progress smoothly in our voyage, in our travel of Krishna consciousness. Let us see some examples. Let us see some examples from which we can have our resolution, resolute determination. We'll take what we saw the dance here. Kabho krupa laile gati adha mera gati. Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, you must have seen in Janmashtami there is Jaldut. He was not having any money. He was not having any public contacts. He was not having any strength. The person of more than 65 age. But he was completely meditating on one instruction given by his guru, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. That you know English language and you preach the teaching of Lord Chaitanya. You preach the importance of chanting. He got so many obstacles while going on Jalduta, while in preaching. One day, it was a very cold day, and he was believing on one person. However, he trusted him, but that person came with completely drunken stage, intoxicated stage, and then Srila Prabhupada was completely alone. But he never gave up. He continued with his mission. And then we know, between 1965 to 1977, he preached like a fire. Established different centers. Established different communities, farm communities. And given guidance. And that mission is still continued. So, whenever we get any difficulty, Mahatma Prabhu says, whenever we get any difficulty, any obstacle, we will 100% get any obstacle, difficulties. But Mahatma Prabhu says, in quoting his realization when he was in Johannesburg in South Africa. When Mahatma Prabhu went as a president in Johannesburg Center, he went there and he was facing so many problems, so many complications, so many difficulties. But when he read Prabhupada Lilamruta. When he read Prabhupada Lilamruta, and we found Srila Prabhupada went through so many obstacles. But he never gave up. Mahatma Prabhu, God says that in our spiritual progress, we will 100% get the obstacles. Obstacles from the family. Obstacles from surrounding. Obstacles from so many. But getting obstacles for the devotees, he says, when we go very smoothly, we don't realize the importance how we go smoothly. But when obstacles, like I was trying for IIT earlier. I was trying IIT, giving this different exam, different interviews, different. And I was like this, aspiring. And that was value for me. That was value. So here, the number of obstacles we get, then we get the value for progressing ahead. So here Srila Prabhupada was setting an ideal example how one should have resolution proper to go further in our aim, what we are deciding. Second, we take the example of Dhruva Maharaj. When Dhruva Maharaj was, what we can say, his ego, he wanted to sit on the lap of his father. But stepmother pulled on him. And Dhruva Maharaj wanted to have adhar pad. That no person will pull him down. And then he started with his austerities and penance. Such an austerity that even though the breath of entire universe was about to stop, but due to his resolute determination, the Lord came and at this only fire through Maharaj perform wonderful austerities in the Madhuvan. This is a wonderful example which will also lead us to become both more resolute determination. Third case, example we try to understand, Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur was every day chanting for 3 lakh Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thakur Haridas was chanting 192 rounds per single day. Distractions were coming. Haridas Thakur, for one prostitute came. Then he was beaten for 24 marketplaces. He was having, you can say, stopping. Haridas Thakur never gave up. He continued with chanting. He continued with his sadhana. He continued with his determination. And with his strong determination, he has set up an example for us how to have strong sadhana. Dash Thakur. While our prayers, if we just take a shelter of Hardash Thakur, please, my mind is wandering. The 11th offense, Naam offense, it says, do not have attentive chanting. All the offenses, the source of all the offenses is not to have attentive chanting. So Hardash Thakur is telling us, is setting wonderful example to have a strong sadhana. It says, Mahamantra is like medicine. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Aushati Maya Nashi Bhara Lagi. So here, Hardash Thakur is teaching us maintain not 3 lakh, but at least 16 rounds. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Next example we'll take of Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami, we have 6 Goswamis. Among 6 Goswamis, second Goswami, Rupa Goswami, sorry, first is Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. The Sanatana Goswami was doing Giriraj Parikrama for every single day. Sanatana Goswami was doing Giriraj Parikrama. There was a big Parikrama, 26 kilometer big Parikrama for every single day. Sanatana Goswami is like Guru for Vrajavasis. Even on the appearance day of Sanatana Goswami, there is Guru Purnima, they celebrate Guru Purnima in Vraj. So Sanatana Goswami was doing Giriraj Parikrama, and when he became very old, Krishna came and Krishna gave him one Shila. That Shila you can see in Sri Sri Radha Damodar Mandir in Vrindavan. The stila, that Shila, still you can see having 4 different marks. So here, Srila Prabhupada was resulting in germination, and Krishna reciprocated with the wonderful centers, preaching all over the world. Huh? One day, we were just doing the thing, and one Prabhuji told us, if you go to Nepal, he went in Nepal. And from Kathmandu, he was traveling in different mountains. For 15 hours he was traveling in different mountains. And after 15 hours of traveling, he went to one small place in Nepal. Country of Nepal. And that place, you can see, the people are eating dogs. People are eating dogs, reptiles and all nonsense. But in that particular place where people are degraded, our devotee got welcomed by 15 to 20 devotees with kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo. So Srila Prabhupada was having the resolute determination of preaching. We saw the degraded place like Nepal, Dharavi are getting benefited. Dhruva Maharaj, when he was having the resolute determination, and when the Kala came to take him, he was above the death. He said, you have to take my mother first. So Dhruva Maharaj liberated entire family. Third thing, here we see Sanatana Goswami was doing Giriraj Parikrama, and Lord reciprocated, and after Lord reciprocated, he got that Govardhan Shila, and it says, it is in Radha Damodara Mandir Vrindavan, it says, if you do 4 parikrama to that Govardhan Shila, that is equivalent to Giriraj Govardhan Parikrama. Giriraj Govardhan ki. So this is a third example of what we see. We say, take the next example of Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri was in Govardhan. He was worshipping Gopal. He was worshipping Gopal in this Govardhan. But Gopal came in his dream and requested to get Chandan from Malay Parvat. And the Madhavendra Puri in the 12th century went all the way from this Govardhan, that is from Uttar Pradesh, to this Puri, Jagannath Puri, Orissa. He was having different obstacles, even though in Kirshar Gopi, we see the story of Kirshar Gopinath. But he was with resolute determination. Sometimes what happens, if we do some kind of resolution, and then we think, oh, it's not possible. Mere se nahi hoga. Mere se nahi hoga. However, in one of the quotation it is said, one of the quotations is said, we cannot become what we need to be. We cannot become what we need to be by remaining what we are. The meaning of this, if you really want to achieve something, then we need to change ourselves. It is said, when you want something you never had, when you want something you never had, you have to do something which you never done. The meaning of this, if you really want to pursue in Krishna consciousness that we never had earlier, because we are wandering in this cycle of birth and death. Sometimes we were a tree, sometimes we were insect, sometimes we were aquatic, sometimes we are different. If you go to Andaman, Nicobar, there's a different persons, a different. If you go to South Africa, there's a different consciousness. So here, if you want to really get love of God, if you want to get the love of Vaishnavas, if you want to get the love of all our devotees, then it says, Yasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasado, Yasya Prasada Nagati Kutopi Dhyayanto Vantasya Yasya Sri Sandhya Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. So it says for devotees, the wonderful words for devotees, Sado Rudayam Mayam Sadunam Rudayam Tvam Aham Madhyam Tejanati Sado Rudayam Mayam. It says, the pure devotee is always within the core of my heart. Who is telling to whom? This Lord Vishnu is telling to Durvasa Muni. What Vishnu is telling? The pure devotee is always in the core of my heart. I am always in the heart of pure devotees. My devotees do not know anything else but me. And I do not know anything else but only devotees. भगवान क्या बताते हैं? मैं खाली भक्तों के बारे में जानता हूं, भक्त मेरे बारे में जानते हैं, मेरे हृदय में खाली भक्त है और भक्तों के हृदय में मैं साधु हो हृदय विश्वसनीय दुर्वास. सो आफ्टर लर्निंग दिस डिफरेंट एग्जाम्पल, शिला प्रभुपाद, ध्रुव महाराज, सनातन गोस्वामी, Madhavendra Puri. This wonderful prayer. This wonderful prayer is given by His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. This wonderful prayer will give us a strong direction, like a lighthouse. Lighthouse gives direction to different boats. So here, this prayer of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj give us direction to going to Srila Prabhupada, and then let us go together to the Lord. It is said, suppose one person is drowning in the ocean, whether it is possible to come above? This is not possible. Unless and until one person from helicopter comes, and one person from boat, his boat is going and then lifts him above, is possible to come over the ocean of birth and death or ocean. So here His Holiness Maharaj tells us, O Krishna, let my heart and my life be yours. Let my heart and my life be yours. Grant me pure love that will please you. Grant me the pure love that will please you. Grant me service attitude that will please you. Grant me eagerness to hear Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Srimad Bhagavatam, that will please you. Let us have some eagerness. In the coming year, we should have eager to hear Bhagavad Gita. When our temple conducts Gita Champion League, and one of the prize distribution ceremony, when commissioner came, and commissioner was addressing to the students and all our organizers. And commissioner, you know, a lot of problems in administration happens in commissioner. Maybe yesterday or day before yesterday, there was a big fire. You heard that? Big fire? In Lower Parel, big fire, more than killing 15 people. There was a problem of earlier floods. There was a problem of terrorist attacks. There was a problem of collapsing of buildings. In administration, civic administration, we get so many problems. Problem of water, problem of drainage, problem of roads, problem of so many issues. So commissioner was addressing the students. When he gets confused in taking some decisions, what he does? He just takes out randomly Bhagavad Gita. He takes randomly Bhagavad Gita, reads Bhagavad Gita, and Bhagavad Gita gives solution. One day my son was telling me the schedule of Prime Minister. Papa, you know schedule of Prime Minister? Then I said, I don't read newspaper, I don't see TV, I don't know schedule of Prime Minister. Papa, he reads Bhagavad Gita in his daily schedule. Then I told him, suppose Prime Minister is reading, why don't you also read Bhagavad Gita? So, if Prime Minister is reading, we should also read Srimad Bhagavad Gita. So this is Maharaj's prayer. Grant me service attitude. Grant me eagerness to hear Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. Grant me eagerness to serve the devotees. Grant me enthusiasm in such a way that devotees will get pleased. Grant me compassion so that I can be instrument in your hands. Grant me compassion so that I become instrument in distributing your mercy to the masses. Grant me This is the last. We should just discuss upon this. Grant me the test. Grant me the test of chanting holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. This is a serious prayer. I pray to all of you that please pray whenever you get up morning and start your day while starting your chanting or start your sadhana. Pray to Gurudev, pray to Srila Prabhupada, pray to Guru Parambara, pray to Sridhari Gaur Sundar, pray to Sri Girdhari Gopal, pray to Sri Radharani, pray to Sri Gopinathji, so that you can concentrate on each and every syllable of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. So you can have your resolution as per your nature, that late my chanting shall be service to Gurudev, service to Srila Prabhupada. Let me hear Srila Prabhupada has written so many books. For whom? For us. Let me read the books of Srila Prabhupada. Let me hear the message of Srila Prabhupada and all his acharyas and all our Vaishnavas. Let my mind should think of how I can serve more. And having all this consciousness, our years, coming year, and year after year, let me become more serious in progress of our Krishna consciousness. Let me serve more to the devotees. Let what is the capacity given by the Lord be used for the Lord's service. Let us use for the Lord's devotees. So that one of the devotees tells example of Arvind Inamdar. Anybody knows about Arvind Inamdar? Arvind Inamdar, the commissioner of police. And he was transferred for 35 times in 25 years. Transfer for 35 times for 25 years. Transfer. There is no, you can say, matching with the politician. He was transfer. But at the end of his life, he says, I'm very, very, you can say, the word he says, I'm very happy. Because what the consciousness permitted me, I did only right thing. I did not do any wrong thing. I am fully justified with my consciousness and with my decisions. So, when our last day will come, we will be confident in our mind, I have done best of my capacity. I have done best of chanting. I have done best of reading. I have done best of service. That is the perfection of human form of life. So today I actually want to speak more, but somehow time is getting up. So we'll just recap what we have just discussed. We started with the time is domain for the non-devotees. Or for devotees, we take the example of cat and kitten and the mouse. For the devotees, Lord is always protecting Sadhu Hrudayam Mayam. Then we saw how the material world took the example of this brain cancer person. After that, we took the different examples of how they maintain the resolute determination in their life. We discuss about Srila Prabhupada. We discuss about Sanatana Goswami. We discuss about Dhruva Maharaj and we discuss about the Madhavendra Puri Prabhu. And after having resolute determination, how the Lord reciprocated. And then, at the last, we saw that how our life can become more sublime and how our life can become more Krishna conscious with prayers of His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj. At the end, I just pray all of you that tomorrow you can have something, resolution that will make you happy. That will make you happy from within and outside also. At the end, I wish you very, very happy Krishna conscious New Year to you, all of you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, thank you so much for patient hearing. And without your blessing, nothing is possible. All the senior devotees are there, Ranjan Prabhu is there to bless us. So, it was possible due to your blessings and prayers only. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. By the order of J. Sachinand Prabhu, I just request for today, first time any person has come for the first time to this Radha Gopinath temple. Yes. Those devotees, Hare Krishna, first off, we like to welcome those guests who have come to our Sunday feast program for the very first time. सबसे पहले हम उन सभी भक्तों का और अतिथियों का स्वागत करना चाहेंगे जो पहली बार हमारी संडे फीस कार्यक्रम में आए हैं. अवर रिसेप्शन इंचार्ज कौन है अभी? अवर जो हनुमान जी विग्रह के पास हमारे राधा दामोदर प्रभु और टीम ऑफ डिवोटीज विल वेलकम यू टू श्री श्री राधा गोपीनाथ मंदिर बाय ऑफरिंग यू द स्पेशल महाप्रसाद ऑफ द लॉर्ड शिव श्री श्री राधा गोपीनाथ जी. If you have any questions regarding Krishna consciousness in general or any this temple, that in particular, they will very happily answer your question. Hamare Swadhyaya Adhyaksha, Radha Damodar Prabhuji aur puri unke team, aapka hardik swagat karenge. Ye aapki Shishya Radha Gopinath ko mahaprasad denge. Saath saath yadi is mandir ke iskaan sandhya ke vishay mein aapko koi prashna honge, to atyant harsh se aur unka uttar bhi denge. So we like to request those who have come for the first time to kindly stand in their places so that we can properly welcome them. अब हम पहली बार आए हो सभी भक्तों से निवेदन करते हैं को कृपा अपने अपने स्थानों पर खड़े हो जाए जिससे उनका समुचित स्वागत कर सके. So we like to pray at the lotus feet of their Lordship Shri Srila Gopinath ji that let today's program be a very auspicious beginning.